Okay, I think, as you've heard, they've got a lot of preparations to do still for tonight's play. Please keep in mind that even though we're talking about physical things, that the answer to all of this is God. So let's just invite God to be with us again. Oh Lord, you know how desperately we need you. We pray that you would send your Holy Spirit once again and break with your heavenly light into our dark minds. That it won't just be pictures people are looking at, but that people will be set free from the bondage of sin. Amen.
Amen.
This is an old slide that they used to have, in which they used to speak about the main cause of drug addiction. In 2016, 2017, and 2018, they did research about pornography.
So, in 2016 2018,
and they found that the most common cause for getting addicted to pornography is idleness. Having time when you do nothing, you sit and you just wait for the time to pass. The most effective way for you to save you, to protect you against pornography, is to become busy.
Indlela engakusiza kakhulu ukuthi uphephe uphume kulezi zinto ubuyele zithombe ukuthi ube umuntu ohlale busy njalo.
Because you just sit doing nothing.
Ngoba uhlala nje ungenzi lutho.
But the end is that you end up in a prison.
Isigcino saloko ukuthi uyithole ususejele.
You end up in all kinds of addictions. And that is where dreams get die. This child has physically been killed by the driver of a car that was under the influence. He was walking around playing with his stick. But many, many, many children are spiritually killed by parents. Parents that are addicted to alcohol, drugs, sex, and pornography. And there are many people who have gone into the grave, and they've got the blood of their own children on their hands, because they got involved with pornography. They wanted to do what they saw.
And
they ended up divorcing,
or
a man ended up taking another girlfriend and leaving his wife behind. Remember this, friends. Whether your drug is pornography, you will destroy dreams with your addiction. And God will hold you accountable for that one day. And he'll call you before his great white throne. And he'll show you all the children that have gone lost because of your life. And you will have no answer if you have not been saved, if you have not come to Christ, if you have not been washed in the blood of Christ. Let me move to the next slide. Here you see what happens with a brain that is under the influence of a drug. This is a normal brain. The light places shows you where the brain is active, where the person is thinking. This is the brain of someone who had been using cocaine. But he's been off the cocaine for 10 days. You can see some parts of the brain are becoming active. And this is the brain after the person has left cocaine for 100 days. This is another example. A normal brain. A person stopped for 10 days. And a person that stopped for 100 days. I'm moving on to Dacha. The American Surgeon General. You know what? I'm not going to compete against you there at the back. If you are going to talk, I'll keep quiet gladly and I'll sit down. The American Surgeon General, who is the head of all the doctors in America, he's a black man, announced earlier this year, number one, there's no disease for which Dacha is of any help.
The
science about Dacha is still the same. So why do they still continue with Dacha? Why do you read about it in the newspapers? Why is it exploding? Everybody has got Dacha and medicine and oils.
Pongani kuloko kuchelo pambili kulunywa ngayo kutwa insangu itala lemithi noma lamaphilisi izinto ezingaba usizo.
Because dacha is addictive.
Ngoba insangu uma ungene kuyona uyabambeka kuyona uthi ngathi ungakusebenzisa njalo.
And if you want to put money in something that is addictive, you lose a lot, you'll make a lot of money.
Uma ufuna ukutshala imali yakho ke entweni owazi ukuthi uma abantu bayisebenzisa bayabambeka ukuthi bayisebenzise njalo uyowenza imali enkulu.
People won't stop using it.
Ngoba abantu ngeke phela baye ukuyisebenzisa.
Because they're addicted.
Ngoba phela sebebambekile kulento.
Look at the shebeens.
Awubheka amashebeens.
They're always busy.
Njalo amashebeens kubhizi.
Look at the cigarette companies.
Bheka labo abadayisa osikilini.
All the doctors say it's bad.
Odokotela bayasho bathi yimbi lento.
But big companies, big tobacco companies now put money into dacha.
Kodwa manje inkampani einkulu ikhondla khondla ekuyizona ezidayisa ngosikilithi zitshala imali la kwintsango.
And they are guaranteed to get their money back.
Futhi bayazi ukuthi na kanjani le mali abayifakayo izobuya inzuzo.
100 times.
Iyobuya seyiphindwe kayikhulu.
Why?
Ngani na?
They use people for addiction who are addicted.
Ngoba bayazi ukuthi la babhekene nabantu asebebhajiwe babanje kulento bangakwazi ukuphuma.
Here is the truth about cannabis.
Naliqiniso ngayo insango.
One zol of cannabis of dacha.
Izolo eyodwa yensango.
Has as much tar.
Inalokho ukuthiwa itar.
Then 4 cigarettes.
Itar oyitholayo futhi nakuma cigarettes. Kodwa kwinsangu ke iphindwe isikalo siphindwe kane.
In one zol of dacha.
Kwizolo eyodwa nje insangu.
Dacha causes growths of the neck and the head, tumors, cancers.
Idaga insangu idala ukuthi umuntu agcine seba nalamachuma lawa angagcine ba umdlavuza.
This is a medical fact.
Lezi zinto ezikhulunywa izinto ezihlolisisiwe ngokobudokotela.
Cancer of the bladder.
Ungathola futhi umdlavuza.
Cancer of the mouth.
Uthole emlonyeni wakho.
The tobacco companies won't show you this.
Ngeke bakukhombiseke lokho.
Okay, let's just get.
Lungileka sithule umsindo siqhubeke.
The tobacco companies won't show you this.
Inkampani lezi ezidayisa ngosigarettes ngeke zikutshele zikhombise into
ezinjalo. Because they don't care.
Ngoba banandaba.
They make money out of you.
Bona benza imali ngawe.
They want you to be an addict.
Bafuna ukuthi wena ungene ubambeke kulento lokuthenga njalo.
These are the areas in the brain where dacha is most effective.
Izoke indawo lezi kwingqondo yomuntu la insangu isebenza amandla khona.
Areas that control your movement.
Indawo la kuthinta khona ukunyakaza kwakho.
Your sensations.
Imizwa yakho, ukuzwela kwakho.
Your coordination.
Ukuzama kwakho indlela oqoqa ngayo izinto engqondweni uhleleke.
To do a lot of things fast.
Ukwazi ukwenza izinto eziningi esikhathi esisodwa.
That's controlled in this area.
Konke lokho ke kwenziwa kule yangxenye lesanokudwetshela.
Your memory.
Ukucabanga kwakho.
Is also influenced by dacha.
Nayo futhi iyathinteka ngokusebenzisa insango.
Your reward system.
Indlela obuyisela ngayo izinto kuyi system yakho.
That's why you feel good after you've smoked a zol.
Ingakho mangabe usubheme lezo lensango uyizwela ujabule.
But it also affects your judgment between what is right and wrong.
Kodwa kuphazamisa futhi nokwahlulela kwakho indlela obona ngayo izinto ukuthi lokhu kuhle lokhu kubi.
Look especially at this one, coordination.
Awubheki kakhulukazi le yokuhleleka kwezinto, ukuhlela kwakho izinto
eqondweni. You need that when you drive a car.
Ngoba uma utshayela imoto uyakudinga lokho.
Step on the clutch.
Ukuhleleka ukuthi kumele manje unyathele iclutch.
Change the gears.
Shintsha igear manje.
Drive.
Shayela ke manje.
Everything at the same time.
Zonke izinto kumele zihleleke zihlangane ngesikhathi esisodwa.
And then if a child suddenly runs in front of the car,
ukuthi mangabe ingane igijima iwele umgwaqo,
you need to be able to brake.
Kumele ukwazi ukuthi ngokusheshsha ubophe ama brake.
Dacha makes you think more than what you are.
Insangu ikwenza ukuthi ukucabanga kwakho kuphambana uzibona ungaphezulu kwalokho oyikhona.
You are just a cat and you work poor at your job, but your dacha brain will tell you you do an excellent job.
Wena nje uyikati nje futhi uyasebenza nasemsebenzini wakho awenzi kahle kodwa uma ubhema insango izokukhohlisa uyitshela ukuthi into enkulu wenza umsebenzi omuhle.
Watch the rastas walking around with their big head hair cluster of hair.
Awako wabuka ama rasta uma ngabe sehamba ehlenyuka efakele izinwele zawo.
They think they are lions.
Bayibona ngathi impela bamabhubesi.
They don't realize they just cats.
Ababona ukuthi kanti hayi bamakati nje.
Dacha stays for 3 weeks after you've smoked it in your system.
Insango ihlala amasonto amathathu emzimbeni wakho emva kokuthi uyibhemile.
Why?
Ngani na?
Because it is deposited after you've smoked it. It goes into all the places of your body where there's a lot of fat.
Ngoba uma ngabe usuyibhemile, iyangena itshaleke eyindaweni eziyingxenye yomzimba wakho la kukhona khona amafutha.
And the place with the most fat is up here in your brain.
Indawo ke namafutha amaningi ila ekhanda enqondweni yakho.
Dacha stays in your brain for 3 weeks.
Insanguka ihlale enqondweni yakho amasonto amathathu.
So you can't brake quick enough if a car runs in front of the car.
Awukwazi ukushesha mangabe kufanele ubophe amabhleki uma kuzingane phambili ushayela imoto.
And 3 weeks after your taxi driver smoked his Zol, he still cannot drive as he should.
Emva kwamasonto amathathu umshayeli wetaxi eyibhemile insango nalapho ingqondo ayikabuyi kahle kuyena ngeke ashayele ngendlela efanele.
Think if aeroplane pilots were starting to smoke dacha.
Awucabanga uma ngabe abashayeli bamabhanoyi bangaqale nabo babhema insango.
Or doctors.
No more dokotela.
We have to operate on you.
Edinga ukuthi bakuhlinze basebenze bekoperate.
They might end up cutting the wrong thing off.
Kuyenze ukuthi bagcine sebekuhlinza bahlinza into errong engafanele bayihlinze kuwena.
This is a healthy brain on the side here.
Kale siyabona ingqondo ephila kahle hle.
And this is a scan of the brain of a man on dacha.
Kodwa le enye iscan sengqondo yomuntu osebenzisa insango.
But this is the worst.
Kodwa nako kubi kakhulu.
Now don't laugh at this.
Singakuhleki lokhu.
This is schizophrenia, a very serious mental condition.
Manje ke lesi ischizophrenia umuntu dideka kwengqondo kuphambana izinto.
They found 38 years after you smoked your last Zol, you can still go mentally insane.
Bathole ukuthi ngisho seneminyaka u 38 wagcina ukubhema insango kungenzeka ukuthi emva kwaleso sikhathi ikuphazamise insango uyithole ususangana.
This is the effect that it has on your brain.
Nazi izinto ezenziwa ezidalwa yiyona enqondweni yakho.
This is what he did on the brain of an artist.
Yilokho yakwenza kwingqondo yomuntu othize obekade dwele.
When he started smoking,
ngesikhathi eqala lo muntu ukubhema,
he was painting a cat like that.
Wekade ekwazi uthadwebe ikati alenze libe isasithombe esihle ekuqaleni
la. As he continued to smoke,
lapho eqhubeka nokubhema insango,
the picture of cat changed.
Isithombe sekati esidwebayo sashintsha njengalesi sibili.
After some time, he started painting cats like this.
Ngokuhamba kwesikhathi waqala lo muntu wadweba amakati ayilolu yahlobo.
Remember, this happens 38 years after you've smoked your Zol.
Khumbula lokhu kwenzeka emva komnyaka u 38 umuntu.
Then he started painting a cat like this.
And
in the end, you cannot even recognize the cat
anymore.
This is what it does to your brain.
This
is the brain of a man who is mentally sick. And this is the brain of a man that smoked dacha.
I'm
passing by here. They found that if you smoke cigarettes, if your mother smoked cigarettes, then you can have a sickness of the lungs.
Even though
you never smoked, and if you will have children here, they will have a disease of the lungs. Your grandchildren have lung disease because you smoked cigarettes. They even went further. And they discovered you smoke, your child doesn't smoke, but he will become sick. And his children will become sick. And even your great-grandchildren will have lung disease because you smoked cigarettes. This was a man called Aldous Huxley. He said, there's a characteristic, forget about this, don't try and read it, it will just waste your time. He says, the ideal of a cruel, bad ruler who has all the power.
It's
not a man that force people to obey him, but a man that can convince the people that it's nice to obey him and they do everything he says like a slave. This is what they discovered with this. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. There is a certain substance that makes a corpse stink. They call that substance cadaverine. Cadaverine is the thing that makes a dead body stink. Healthy rats will run away from a dead body. But there was a man who did an experiment. He took a female rat. And he made her, he washed her in the stinking cadaverine. The male rat, then he put a male rat in the cage next to her. The male rat went and sat in a corner. He was not interested in the sisi. Even though she was a good-looking sisi, he smelled the cadaverine. But every 2 days he changed a new female rat that he had put in cadaverine. After some time, the male rat started liking this female rat.
Kwalemva kwesikhathi uthothi leligundane leli leduna seliyalithanda leli lesifazane.
And in the end he didn't worry anymore and they had little rats.
Ekugcineni alibanga nandaba nalo kwagcina sekuzaleka amanye amagundwane.
And he put a few female rats stinking in his cage and he had little rats with all of them.
Wayesefaka amanye futhi anuke yona le cadaverine.
Then he put a clean female rat in the cage.
Guess
what? He was not interested in her. He wanted the stinking female rats only. Doesn't matter how many clean rats he put in. He would wait until he puts another stinking female in and then he would have babies with them. What did I say about the most cruel ruler?
It's
a ruler that can convince you that you want to be his servant and you want to be his slave.
Umbuso ongakwazi uthi akutshala umoya ozowenza ukuthi wena kube wena uzibona uthanda ukuthi ube isikhonzi sakhe ube isigqila sakhe.
In the olden days they had to capture slaves by force.
Ensukwini eyindala kuqala kwakubanjwa isigqila ngenkani.
They had to beat them.
Dinga ukuthi zishaywe.
They had to chain them.
Babophe ngamaketanga.
To make them slaves.
Ukuze ngempela babe yisigqili.
Because they did not want to be slaves.
Ngoba bebengafuni ukuba yisigqili.
But now we live at a time where people want to be slaves.
Kodwa manje sesiphila esikhathini la abantu beyifunela bona ukuba yigqili.
They want to be a slave of pornography.
Bayifunela bona ukuthi babe yisigqila ze pornography.
You don't have to force them go and watch the filth every day. You've put enough stinking pictures before their eyes that they love stinking pictures. Nobody forced this man to become a slave. He chose himself to become a slave of pornography. How many of you sitting here are slaves of pornography and you choose to do that?
Bangakhi phakathi kwethu abahleli la abayikhethela bona ukuba isigqila kulezi ithombe zobunqunu.
And you know what he does to you is to, if you would marry him. He would like you for 6 months. And after 6 months, he's bored with you. He's tired of seeing you naked. It's the same girl. The same face. Why? Because he's used to going to the computer and see 10 different girls every day smelling of cadaverine. I feel sorry for the girls who dress in such a way that they start looking like the porn actors. You know what, girl? With your clothes, showing your behind, all the curves of your body. You are painting yourself with cadaverine.
We are spending now in a land where you are cadaverine.
And you are not forced by the devil. You want it. Because he's conquered you. This is another experiment that this man did.
Nicholas Tinbergen.
He took the eggs of a certain bird. And then he made plastic eggs. And he painted the plastic eggs with brighter colors than the real eggs. And the birds left their real eggs to go and sit on the plastic eggs. You who like pornography, you sit on your plastic eggs. It's not a real woman. You don't have fellowship. There's no warm emotion of love. It's dead. It's plastic. You just see naked women. But you leave your wife for that. And then you can sit with your cell phone in the toilet. And you satisfy yourself in the toilet. That shows you the same instinct that was in these animals are in you, and the devil make you act like an animal. The plastic egg is too big for this bird.
But
he wants to sit on the plastic eggs, and here are his own eggs. He's not interested in them. This is how we painted the plastic eggs. He did another experiment. He painted plastic butterflies. Like female butterflies. And you know what the male butterflies did? They left the real butterfly females to go to the plastic butterfly females. You do that. And you become the fool of the devil only. And his slave. And one day you'll stand before God. And God will say, I never knew you. No, but I went to church, Lord. I prayed for people. And God said, you were in love with cadaverine, with the devil's dead cadaverine. Remember, your brain is not made out of steel. Your brain is like clay that can change. And drugs and pornography change it. And what is the result? This part of your brain gets destroyed. In the olden days, if a person went crazy, The doctors tried to heal him of his craziness. And they pushed the steel thing into this part of the brain. And they pulled the brains out. That's exactly what pornography and drugs does to your brain. Here you see a healthy brain, a brain of a man on heroin, and just look at this, he's on pornography. It's an addiction like heroin. And you'll sit with the demons visiting you in your dreams at night. Listen to what I tell you. By watching pornography, you're opening yourself up to demons. Do you see she looks like a girl? But look at that. Those teeth. It's a demon that's visiting you. He dreamt he was going to grab her. And then she jumped on him. And she changed into a demon. There's only one person, friend, if you've fallen into the hands of Satan. Christ and His blood alone can save you. What is the result? AIDS is exploding in our province. I said this morning to the boys, KZN has the highest prevalence of HIV/AIDS in the world.
How
is it now? In the big cities, like Durban, Pietermaritzburg, and Richards Bay, between the ages of 18 and
25,
one out of every two people is HIV positive. Imagine, between the age of 18 and 25, one out of every two people you see in the street is positive. In the rural areas, it's one out of every three. Oh, people, I feel like crying if I hear this. I don't know how God must feel. He gave you the gospel. You come and sit here in the service. And you go out from here and you go and pick up AIDS, or you go and spread AIDS. God is throwing out a rope for you. Grab that rope with both hands. Let Him pull you out of this river of filth. This river of cadaverine that we are swimming in. You see, a girl dresses.
Yabona la intombazane iqhoka kanjani.
Let me just go back. Sorry. You see, a girl dresses in a certain way to attract men. And you are like this little girl standing there trying to catch a fish. And you show, the more you can show of your body, the more the boys like you. And you think you're going to catch a very nice guy who's going to marry you one day. But you must realize, if you throw out a certain bait, you are going to catch a certain kind of a fish. She thinks she's catching a nice little fish. Meanwhile, it's a monster of a man that gets busy with you. With AIDS, the person look normally. Just like anybody. And you don't realize this person is like, is carrying the disease. Now just look at this chart here. If the people you sleep with, sleep with as many people as you sleep with, this is the result. If you sleep with one person, just your husband or your wife, you've been exposed to the diseases of just that one person. If you've slept with two people, that person has also slept with two, so you're exposed to three. If you've slept with three people, just think, how many of you have slept with three people? You've picked up the diseases of seven people. The diseases that they had over the last 10 years. If you've slept with four people, you pick up the diseases of 15. 5. 31 people. How many of you have slept with 5? You've picked up the diseases of 31 people. 6. 36 people. 63 people.
63.
If you've slept with 7 people, you've picked up the diseases of 127 people. And if you've slept with 8 people,
255.
I'm jumping. If you've slept with 12 people, you've been exposed to the diseases of 4,000 people. Can you understand? That is, if each one of them have slept with as many people as you have slept. Can you see why AIDS is spreading? Okay, I'm going to go quickly over this because I want to finish now. Vaping is advertised as cigarettes that are safe.
kuya advertise ake kuthe lama cigarette lawa phephile.
But that's not the whole story.
Kodwa akubayisho indaba yonke.
There is another side to the story.
Khona enye indaba bangayisho.
What is the result of vaping?
Imphumela yini?
Do you see all the red states?
Mawubuka la kuleli balazo ubona lezi ngxenye ibomvu.
All the red states.
So wonke lamazwe anendawo ebomvu.
They've reported people that became sick because of vaping.
Abantu laba abagcina sebegula ngenxa yalabo sikilithi labe bekuthi abaphephile.
Vaping causes the same problems that tobacco causes.
Kuphinde kudale futhi inkingo oyithola uma ubhema nje ugwayi.
It causes lung diseases.
Ayuphathwe isifo emaphashini akho.
How soon do you get sick if you vape?
Ukuthatha isikhathi singanani ke phambi ukuthi ugule.
It may take a few days.
Ungathatha insukwane ezimbalwa.
Or it can take a few weeks.
Noma mhlawumbe kungenzeka ukuthatha amasonto ambalwa.
But in the end you'll start getting symptoms.
Kodwa ekugcineni uzothola usubona ukuthi khona impawu sezikhona.
What's the symptoms?
Iziphi lezo impawu?
Severe cough.
Khwehlela ngamandla.
Fever.
Uba nomkhuhlane.
Nausea and vomiting.
Uyizwa ngathi ungaphalaza ukuthi buyise.
Shortness of breath.
Ubona usenawo umoya owanele.
Chest pain.
Uzwe ubuhlungu esifubeni.
Stomach pain.
Uzwe ubuhlungu esiswini.
And exhaustion.
Bese uyizwele futhi unokukhathala.
And diarrhea.
Bese uzwe futhi nesisu sakho sikukhipha.
And this is a teenager.
Lo umuntu omusha.
Who took one of the vaping companies to court.
Owathatha ezinye zenkampani ezenza lokhu kwevaping wayisenkantolo.
Because the doctors discovered because of vaping he's got the lungs of a 70-year-old man.
Ngoba odokotela bamtshela ukuthi ngenxa yale vaping le usenamaphaphu athe wafane nawomuntu osemdala neminyaka engu-70.
In America, the people who sell vaping already were allowed in the schools.
Emelika laba bantu abadayisa labo sikilithi laba bavunyela ukuthi bangene ekolweni.
Since they started picking up the diseases, they stopped that.
Kodwa mase bebona lezifo ezikhona babamisa ukuthi bangabiseze ekolweni.
And these are all the countries where they have had people getting sick from vaping.
Yiwo lawo amazwe asabhekana nezinkingi ukuthi abantu bawo bagule.
Okay, I'm going to say not much except that condoms we know are not 100% safe.
Angizosho okuningi ngokukodwa ngidlule nje ukuthi ama condom lawa siyazi ukuthi awaphephile ngokuphelele.
Condoms doesn't protect you against venereal disease.
Ama condom ngeke akuphephise kwizifo ezingakuthola.
Now this is an important person.
And
this is really the end of my talk. She worked in an abortion clinic. Her name is Abby Johnson. Abby Johnson testified over the television in America.
Abby Johnson lona wafakaze khuluma.
That they in the abortion clinics spread contraceptives that would not work.
Wathi bona kulama clinic la abortion banikeza abantu izinto zokuvikela ukuthi bakhulelwe ezingasebenzi.
Because they wanted the girls to become pregnant.
Ngoba uthi bona bebefuna ukuthi amantombazana akhulelwe.
Because then the girls would come to the abortion clinics and ask for an abortion.
Ngoba phela mase bekhulelwe bazobuya futhi beze kuma clinic wabo bezocela ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bahushule izinto.
So on purpose they choose contraceptives that did not really work to give to the school kids.
Ngamabomu bakhetha ukuthi basebenzise lamaphilisi okuvimba inzalo abazi ukuthi vele wasebenzi.
So that you can go and fall pregnant and they can do abortions on you.
Ukuze wena uhambe ukhulelwe ubuye futhi uze kubona.
So remember,
khumbula
self-control.
Ukuzithiba.
Stop before you do something.
Mana ngamuka nje ungazuyiqala into.
Think before you do something.
Cabanga phambi ukuthi wenze.
And only then you must act.
Besemva kwalokho ke usungenzayo.
Can you be born homosexual or lesbian?
Ungazalwa yini unqingili noma istabani?
No.
Impendulo cha.
You can't be born.
Awukwazi ukuzalwa kanjalo.
It's now this year, actually 3 months ago, 4 months ago, it was finally proven that you cannot be born that way.
Kuwo lonyaka lo, inyanga eyintathu nje edlule, kwahlolisiswa kwatholakala ukuthi ngeke umuntu azalwe eyileyona.
So how do the numbers of the lesbians and the homosexuals grow?
Pho izibalo zakhula kangaka zonqingili neyitabani?
Because they can't have children.
Ngoba bakwazi uba nengane.
Two men can't have a child.
Amadoda amabili awakwazi ukutholisana ingane.
Two women cannot have a child.
Besifazana ababili ngeke batholisana ingane.
But they wanted more people who are homosexual and lesbian.
Kodwa babefuna kube baningi abantu abazowanda babe onqingili neyitabane njengabo.
Because they wanted to influence government.
Ngoba bafuna ukuthi bakwazi ukufaka umoya kuhulumeni.
So how do they get more people?
Babathola kanjani abantu abaningi?
They tell you that if you've been playing a bit with things that boys play, it's a sign that actually you're lesbian, you're want to be a boy.
Bazokutshela ukuthi uma wena ntombazana udlala ngezinto ejothi sidala abafana amathwezi abafana bathi uphawu ke lo lokuthi fanele ube umfana.
They tell you if you were when you were small, you were naughty and went behind the house and played doctor with another girl.
Bakutshela ukuthi uma ngabe wawuthi usakhula usemncane nijikele emva kwendlu namantombazana nibabili nidlalisane ubaba nomama.
That's a sign that you're actually a boy, you want to be a boy.
Bathi uphawuke lolo ukuthi empeleni wena umfana.
And so they are now teaching this in our schools with sex education.
Manje sebeyakufaka ke lokhu ngisho ezikoleni zethu ngale mfundiso yokufundiswa esikoleni ngezocansi.
And older men play with younger boys.
Amadoda amadala dlale ngabafana abasakhulu.
And older women molest younger girls.
Besabesifazana bese badala bahlukumeza amantombazana amancane.
And that's how they spread the belief that many of us are homosexuals.
Kaleyo ndlela ke batshala wona lo mbiko ukuthi iningi lethu vele.
Then they tell you, you are born that way. No, you are not born that way. Even if you grew up like a boy and you like to play rough like the boys, you are still a girl. Every cell in your body, if you're a girl, it shows you're a girl.
Leo naleo sele isiqhuqu somzimbe sikuwena siyakhombisa ukuthi wena uyintombazana.
If you're a girl,
uma uyintombazana,
every cell in your body has the XX chromosome.
Ilelo naleo sele isiqhuqu somzimba sinalolu phawu luka X.
If you're a boy,
uma ungumfana,
every cell in your body is XY.
Ilelo naleo sele emzimbeni lona lino XY.
You can cut off your breast. Your lungs. No, not susa them. Your lungs, your kidneys, your liver are all have the stamp of a girl in them.
You
can't change them. And that is what they've discovered. Don't believe what they tell you in comprehensive sex education. And this is my last slide. This is the man who started sex education. Before him, there was no such a thing as sex education. His name was Alfred Kinsey.
Alfred Kinsey, lo.
Alfred Kinsey molested children.
Lo Alfred Kinsey wayekade enyukubeza ingane.
Babies down to the age of 3 months old he molested.
Enyukubeza ingane kusela kweingane eyisanda kuzalwa ezinenyanga eyintathu.
And he called it research.
Ethi yena wenza ucwaningo.
And he came and he said they need to start teaching the children about sex at school.
Uyena waqhamuka wathi sekumele manje ingane ziqale zifundiswe ngocansi esikoleni.
His homosexual partner was Wardell Pomeroy.
Wardell Pomeroy lo owesilisa naye wayekade thandana nayo le ndoda.
And another friend of his was Hugh Hefner from Playboy magazine.
Enye ke omunye umngane wakhe uye lo Hugh Hefner owayekade nale magazine kuthiwa Playboy.
They went to the schools.
Bahamba bayikole
to the universities.
My university.
They said, "Are you teaching your children about sex?"
Babuza bathi nayifundisa yini ingane kulezi ikolo ngezocansi.
Well, no, we don't do that.
Bathi cha asikwenzi kunjalo.
It's in a child's blood.
Bathi asidingi uyifundise ngoba kusegazini kuyona lo.
You don't have to teach him.
Bathi awudingi uyifundise.
No, you must teach him.
Bathi cha kumele ngibafundise.
Teach him how to do things.
Bafundise ukuthi izinto zenziwa kanjani.
And the church was caught by surprise.
Ibandla lathuka kakhulu.
And the church thought, "Oh, we haven't been doing it."
Ibandla lathi awu thina besingakwenzi.
And they went to them and they said, "Don't worry, we can give you a curriculum."
Basabe yakubona bethi ningakhathazeki, singanibhalela thina phansi curriculum.
Do you know what Hugh Hefner believed, what Alfred Kinsey believed?
Uyazi ukuthi kuphe kade khona.
Any form of sex that you can do is okay. He became addicted to hurting himself, cutting himself, and getting sexual pleasure out of it. And one day he cut himself too bad and he got an infection and he died from it. This is where sex education comes from. And this is what they want to teach you in the schools now. Thank you for your attention. I took longer than what I expected.